The way you start your day is generally the way your day unfolds. Have a morning ritual.
Here's what I've learned. The best of the best have got the problem.
Watch your goals for the next 6 months.
Hey everyone, I'm here in Perth and we're going to see Stephanie Dobro, who is a million-dollar agent, writes heaps more than that, but she's done it in such a short time and she has built a business on an attraction business in less than anyone I really know. Let's find out how she's done it. Hey Steph, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I'm so excited to have you here. You're, you know, one of the nicest people I've met in real estate. You run exceptional numbers. You've been in real estate now for 6 years. For our viewers, quickly, what market do you work? What sort of numbers are you doing?
So I work in Perth in Western Australia in the Fremantle, East Fremantle, North Fremantle area. And I've been running business for 6 years. I started with a $50,000, writing $50,000 in my first year, and that went to $570,000 in my second year. And then it just built from there.
So $50,000 you wrote in commissions?
In my first year.
And second year gone to $570,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's happened after that?
And then I grew a team, and we our highest. I joined with another agent in 2013, and we wrote 1.959.
What did you write the year before that?
700.
So 700, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been in real estate for 6 years, and we're talking about here. You're going up from, you know, 5,500, 700, and 1. Now 1. Point, what are you writing now?
The Perth market's a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
So, and I made a decision, really importantly, I made a decision not to work at the same pace and to start helping other team members grow. And so we wrote just over 1.1 last year.
Because you become a business part of the business as
yeah,
well. You bought into the business.
Yeah.
The business is called?
Capron Young Estate Agents.
Okay. Want to talk to you a little bit about branding and marketing. You said to me, Tom, I'm not into putting in posy ads that say, look at me, how great I am, but you were an adopter of print advertising.
Absolutely, really early on. It was just a really good way of getting my properties out there in the marketplace and to let people know that I was selling strongly and I believed in it, which made it much easier to sell to the clients.
Right, and I'm going to have a sample of one of your great promo ads. You had a great ad that showed, because your ads, whenever you did put an ad that wasn't about property, wasn't about you, but it was about the results you got. Tell me about that advert.
So I don't like to, you know, big note myself, it's not about that, but it is important that people know that we're getting results because my signboards don't stay up for very long because we typically would sell the properties quite quickly. So what we did was my fantastic marketing guy came up with an idea of showing a bar chart of days on market, and my days on market were really short versus the average days on market, and he just put that in a form and it said far from average, and then had a list of the properties, photos of the properties that we were selling.
Okay, because that's a great thing, because whenever you do something, it's always what's in it for the client.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem is that houses can stay on the market for many, many months, you know, and what you are doing is showing, using evidence, that you were getting better results than the competition. You good at getting vendor paid advertising?
Yeah.
What's the secret?
Really good. I believe in it, like I completely believe in it. And what I've learned is that I actually want clients who believe in what I believe in. I want to work with people who are like-minded. And so I find it quite easy to sell the vendor paid advertising. And I realize if they're not interested in the vendor paid advertising, they don't believe in it, then maybe they're not the right client for me.
Okay, so that's an interesting mindset because there's a lot of people, Steph, that's saying any client is worth taking on. You said to me on the phone, Tom, it's got to be clean business that I feel like people resonate with me.
Yeah.
What is the ideal business that you look for, Steph? And you attract this sort of business into your real estate office?
Yeah, look, I believe that people are specialists and I believe in getting advice from people. And so I'm looking for people who regard me as a professional with advice and want to at least listen to what I have to say. They can make their own decisions and I'm very much about helping the client achieve their own goals. It's never about me and I make that very clear through my presentation. And even with the vendor paid advertising, I stress to them that if it was my property,
yeah,
I would be putting it in because I think that's what's best for me or
yeah,
for you. It's not about me.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is if you wouldn't do it for yourself, probably don't recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the great thing is you would do it for yourself.
Yeah, and in fact, in 2013 I did. I listed my property with Marshall White in Melbourne, and I went through the process so that I could feel what it felt like to be a vendor, and it was really good. And that gives me credibility when I'm speaking with clients because I've actually been through it myself.
So the people that are watching this video, Steph, are salespeople, guys and girls that are saying, that's the sort of GCI I want to write. I'd love to do it without having to knock on doors every day. So tell me, how did you said to me, Tom, right from the outset, I pretty much ran an attraction business. Tell us a little bit about how you did it.
That concludes the free version of the video. To get the full interview, plus all the tools and templates, join Real Estate Gym.